Hello everyone, my name is Abdoulaye Balde. I'm from West Africa, Guinea Conakry. I'm here today to speak about my journey in the United States. I'm gonna explain what it looks like to be here as an undocumented immigrant and how to transition to a better life.
Balden, how have you been lately?
Great, you know, it's amazing. I definitely been blessed to be in New York City, where I call now my second home.
Balde, when you came to America for the first time 6 years ago, so how did you see yourself grow as a, in terms of your career?
So 6 years ago, you know, I'm not coming from a country that's English is my first language, so I speak French. Mm-hmm. And my language, my family language is Fulani. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the biggest speaking language in West Africa. Mm-hmm. So, but I struggle with English, even though I was learning back home. Mm-hmm. But I realized that it is important to learn English. I was fortunate enough to know how to Google and to network, to know something before coming in this country. Okay. So I used the internet. I realized there was a library near my where I used to live. Mm-hmm. So I went to the library. Thank God to people who have the idea to have libraries in New York City.
Yeah.
I thank them. So I will say my second home is the libraries in New York since I have been here. Mm-hmm. So I, you know, from that I discovered an adult continuing education program. Mm-hmm. Where I went, and I was fortunate enough to meet a Chinese American woman who also their parent was, you know, she was born here, but their parent for, you know, are from China originally. Mm-hmm. So I just, she's my first mentor, the first person who really guided me, mm-hmm. Ms. Shu, and she, you know, inform me about, I know I used to go to library, but I didn't know there was a big library like Mid-Manhattan Library where you can come and stay from 9 to 9. Mm-hmm. I was looking for those kind of thing and do different things. So she, from that, I started learning English, improving, networking, using more internet, discovering events. She told me in this church, you can go have conversation with people. So I discovered with her, and she informed everybody in the class, but I was the only one who would like to follow up and doing things, you know, going to meet people, going to the event that she informed me about. Mm. So from that, I create my own network, and you can sometimes see me in 3 boroughs one day.
Oh my God.
Bronx, I live in the Bronx. I take classes sometime in Queens, mm-hmm. and I come to the library in Manhattan. Yeah. So I can do 3 boroughs a day. That was every day. So because I was like, yes, I need to speak this language. Uh-huh. I need to reach my goals. Uh-huh. So, and also it was for me, I'm used to be busy. So if I'm busy, I don't get bored. But if I don't like just to stay home without doing nothing, I'm every day out. Mm-hmm. So, if I have a free time, I'm at the library. Mm-hmm. If the library close, I will figure out an event or meetup or somewhere else to go to do meetup or you know networking event where I can go and learn more English, create connections.
Wow, yeah. That's so impressive of you. You know, to make sure that you make the most out of every single minute in a day.
Yes, to learn
yeah.
English,
yes.
But while also I was doing small jobs. Mm-hmm. You know, because the reality is when you first come to this country, mm-hmm. you need to realize that, yes, the American dream, you're going to make it. But you need to, if you want to do right, you can start from the bottom
right.
to go up.
Right.
So I realized that as an undocumented person at that time, mm-hmm. I need to do small jobs.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I started, working for a restaurant, mm-hmm. you know, and, I did not realize how important was Spanish in this country. Right, when I started working in a small restaurant, I realized, wow, you know, I have to clean, I have to do dishwashing, and somebody, you know, who don't speak the same language like them, you feel really, that was a hard time that I realized that, you know, I think among immigrants, some people are pushing other people, you know, and that was challenging for me. But when I realized it, and I say, yes, you're gonna be here, you have to do this and take your classes seriously if you wanna move from this. Okay, so I did that like for 3 months, but I realized that it's taking all my time. I cannot like go to school.
Okay.
You know, I cannot take my time to go to the library. So I realized that with, even though I was making small money, that, you know, I can help myself, but I realized I cannot reach out to my, you know, long-term goal. I decided to quit that job. And I stayed almost a month and without working. And while I was just going to the library, going to classes, trying to think about, yes, what I want to do. And I realized that I can do delivery job, like delivery job, like at least you can do a bike so that you can do when you want. And at that time, I found a program called Community Impact at Columbia University while I was still taking my ESL classes with my teacher. So I was doing three programs at the same time. But so I started doing that delivery job for a few months. And that also, when it's winter, it's hard to do that. And I realized that, you know, I need to move from that. So I started another job. So I applied for security job, like doing front desk job. And I got lucky to have a company, like I have to, so my company have a contract with Amazon. So I have to work for the front desk from Amazon because I speak different language. I speak French. So I speak now English. So I know I have computer skills. So. I definitely landed in the right place and after trying several times, you know. So after that, when I started that job with Amazon, I was, you know, sometimes working a little more relaxing where you have to do customer service jobs. But, you know, I was still taking classes at English Speaking Union here and going to Catholic charities at the same time. Doing my program at Columbia University, try to apply, you know, even though try to apply for college, you know, because I don't want to stop my dream there, you know, even though I find like more relaxing job, I say, yeah, this is not, you know, I have to go far from this. So, and I continue doing that job while I was taking other, you know, how can I call that, workshops how to do, you know, interviews and to be ready to better job. So I started also Streetwise Partners, where I started, I had a mentor that's inspired me and helped me with my resume, my LinkedIn. So from that, I, you know, and moved to apply for different job. And I was fortunate enough because I'm a networker. So I, sometimes I went one day, I was at the United Nations. Somebody told me, with everything you told me about, I used to work to the Department of Education. Why you don't look on them? So I, you know, and I Googled them, I sent the application, and I was lucky to be called to an interview. And now I'm working for an international school. You know, called International Community High School as a parent coordinator. Yeah, so I'm there right now while I'm still running a nonprofit here. Right now, I put myself in a position where I help other people and inspire other new immigrant here in the US.
Balde, it's so important to, you know, like focus on this incident where you learned about that job opportunities at New York City Department of Education. If you hadn't gone to that event, you wouldn't have known about that job, right?
No.
So, and then you knew about, somebody mentioned it, you knew about it, you Googled, and then here you are landing that job. So it's how important to meet people in a new place, in a new settings.
Yes, it is extremely important to expose yourself as much as you can, to make your time out there, not just with your comfort zone. Like, you know, I've been always living in the South Bronx. Mm-hmm. Okay, so if I say I'm just gonna stay with the West African community, I don't gonna like network, mm-hmm. It's not good. So I, before coming in this country, I already used to travel around the globe. Mm-hmm. So when I came, I realized what's going on. I don't wanna just stay without my close family or close friends. Mm-hmm. I'm always around other people.
Yeah.
So from that, I get some information that I didn't know about. But also, you know, just having the information is what do you do with the information that you have? So I use it. I reach out. Mm-hmm. I go. Sometimes I send a resume to an organization, but I also go and make sure I go by myself asking about people, asking for an informational interview. Mm-hmm. So like I can just sometimes go to LinkedIn, have somebody profile, send them an invitation. And when they accept it, I say, I want to have an informational interview because, you know, I like what you're doing. And people like to speak about themselves,
right.
You know. So I, from that, I have today a very good network, I will say, in New York City,
mm-hmm.
because now I'm just working for the Department of Education. I'm also designated as a committee board member for the committee board one for the Bronx by the borough president office by himself. Mm-hmm. So I I'm involved in everything that's happening within the community where I'm living right now, because for me, New York City is my new home. Mm-hmm. And so I can also contribute to change, mm-hmm. something, mm-hmm. and also, you know, contribute to the people where I'm living, because it's not just what you're gonna have, mm-hmm. but what you also contribute in. I attain my some of my goals, mm-hmm. but what can I do for the community where I'm living?
Yeah.
You know, so. Mm-hmm.
Balde, we have come to the end of the podcast. Is there anything, any message you want to give out to newly arriving young immigrants like us?
Try to learn English as much as you can. Network. Do volunteering. In America, especially in New York City, volunteering is a job. I call that job.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just a volunteer because you kind of put that in your resume.
Mm-hmm.
But many people forget about that. So within many communities, we need to share that. So volunteering, and be positive. As much as you can, enjoy your life. We have parks here. We have libraries. Mm-hmm. You know, go around. Take time to like yourself. What I mean that, take time, because sometimes as an immigrant, we face a lot of struggles and discriminations. It's real. I mean, among our family members. But I recommend do sports, run. You know, whatever you like to do, go to a club, enjoy yourself,
mm-hmm.
you know, have time to, even though you're busy, but have time for yourself. Mm-hmm. It's important to survive in this city.
If anybody wants to reach out to you for any career advice, what would be the best way to get in touch with your email?
My email is ACTIONNETWORK 293@gmail.com.
Okay, and if you're emailing Balde, make sure you mention at the end of the day in the top subject title so that he knows where these emails are coming from.
If you are a new immigrant in New York City, then English Speaking Union ARNIC is a place that you would like to get in touch with, because ESU ARNIC provides free English language classes,
yes.
and free professional development classes.
And if you want to watch and listen to our previous episodes, please log into our website, podcast@theendoftheday.com. And you can also subscribe us on YouTube, Spotify, iTunes, wherever you find us.
Yes, on that note, it's time to say bye-bye. Take care.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Hi, guys. We have the 100th episode of our weekly podcast At the End of the Day coming soon.
So, we would like to invite you to our 100th episode.
We would like to acknowledge you and celebrate all the amazing guests we had in our podcast.
So, please send us your feedback.
Send us your feedback and wishes for us.
Text us, send us your audio feedback, video feedback, anything you want to say for our 100th episode.